Jamaican musician Jimmy Cliff has died. He was 81 years old. In the early 1970s, before Bob Marley became a household name, Cliff's starring role and title song in the film The Harder They Come helped propel reggae into the international spotlight. Ooh, the harder they come, the harder they'll fall, one and all. According to a statement published by his wife, Cliff died of a seizure followed by pneumonia. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento has the story of reggae's first global star.
Born James Chambers in 1944, Jimmy Cliff grew up in a rural village outside Montego Bay, Jamaica. His father was a tailor and wanted his son to study medicine. But from the beginning, Cliff had other plans. As he told NPR in 2010,
I started singing in school at a very early age, in church as well. You know, we had a gospel church in Jamaica.
As a teenager, Cliff moved to Kingston to pursue a career as a singer. Jamaica gained its independence from Britain in 1962. Jimmy Cliff had his first hit single that year, a song called Hurricane Hattie, after a tropical storm that had hit the island. But we're over there, my lovely, I'm coming over. When British-born producer Chris Blackwell heard Cliff's music, he signed him to his label, Island Records, and persuaded him to move to England. There, he earned modest commercial success for singles like Wonderful World, Beautiful People. But as Blackwell recalled in an interview with Fresh Air, Cliff was still trying to find his footing abroad.
We never really had a hit which could get him on the radio and get him famous, as it were.
Until an opportunity came along to star in a Jamaican film called The Harder They Come. Cliff was cast as the main character, Ivan Martin. In the film, Martin is an aspiring reggae musician who moves to Kingston from the countryside.
I can sing too, no, sir. I'd like the chance to make a record.
Everybody want to make a record.
When he faces poverty and exploitation in the city, Martin descends into a life of crime, eventually becoming a violent fugitive with a chart-topping single. And then the harder they come, the harder they'll fall, one and all. Cliff wrote and recorded the title track for the film. Its soundtrack collected several older songs from his catalog, alongside tracks by other notable reggae acts, including Toots and the Maytals and Desmond Dekker. It helped turn The Harder They Come into a national sensation in Jamaica and an international cult classic. Chris Blackwell served as executive producer for the film. In 2022, he told Fresh Air,
that movie really had a tremendous effect on bringing the Jamaican world music and culture and everything to the forefront.
Most of Cliff's hit songs are from the early 1960s and 70s. They represent the difficulties of Jamaican life, violence and oppression. But his music maintained an optimism rooted in peace and resilience. You can get it if you really want. In 1985, Cliff was among dozens of artists featured on the all-star anti-apartheid anthem, Sun City. The following year, he won the Grammy for Best Reggae Recording for his album, Cliffhanger. Well, I got the funk on the funky Broadway. In 2012, Cliff returned to the instruments and live-to-tape recording techniques that first launched his career with a new album called Rebirth. The album features Cliff's take on the punk song The Guns of Brixton by The Clash, which references his famous film in its lyrics. When they kick out your front door, how you gonna come with your... It was a full circle moment for the man who brought reggae to the world. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News. How you gonna go? Shut down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh, guns of Brixton.